At issue is where some $20 million in mandatory student fees go. A lawsuit was filed 6 years ago by UW-Madison student Scott Southworth and others. Plaintiffs said their free speech rights were violated when liberal-leaning groups they objected to got student fee money. The 7th District Court of Appeals ruled Tuesday that for the most part, the way the university doles out money to political and social groups is not biased. Southworth says an appeal is being considered.
I would expect that there would be not only further litigation in this lawsuit, but now a flurry of lawsuits being filed all across the country as a result of this decision.
Brian Gaddow is with Associated Students of Madison. He supports the current fee system and doesn't see more litigation changing anything.
I'm sure they could probably appeal, but I really doubt that the Supreme Court would hear it again just because they ruled before in a 9-0 decision unanimously supporting our system. So I really think that this is kind of the end game for us, and that they're just reaffirming that we're doing everything we're supposed to.
The appeals court did rule there are several problems with some of the standards student leaders use in determining which groups get funding. However, Gaddow says they're generally pleased by the decision and will work to overhaul areas of concern cited by the court. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.